Here's another FAQ, boo, this time for Emma Glacken. I've no idea where Emma is from, she doesn't say, but she needs them by today, so I'd better answer them. Question one, how has the news gathering process developed for journalists? And she talks about the fact that news stories are more accessible, sources and so on. So how has the news gathering process developed and changed? Well, as you hint, there is a tremendous amount of information available now. I think this is a process that's been going on for a couple of decades, really, predating the internet. The internet certainly added to it, but the act of journalism, the profession of journalism, has become less and less about digging information out and more about fielding information and filtering information and, you know, being able to spot a damn story in a press release, for God's sake. So I think that's a particularly important change. I think the other element is, as you say, sources are more accessible. Now, it used to be that a journalist relied on their contacts book, and those contacts tended to be formal representatives of organisations, people in particular powers, people who had reached a level of responsibility or contact in their community. Now, obviously, everyone's contacts are searchable. You can find friends of friends. You can find the person who tweeted, the person who tweeted, the person who tweeted the particular piece of information you're looking for. I mean, the Chinese earthquake is a great example of this. I was able to trace someone in Chengdu within about three or four tweets. So, I went from one tweet to another and eventually traced the source. That's something that wouldn't have been possible for someone sat in an office in Birmingham, you know, 5-10 years ago. So access to sources has really changed. And also you're moving away from those formal kind of spokesperson contacts towards self-organising groups. You know, the Facebook group is a classic example of that. Spontaneous organisation, and people with personal experience who might blog about things, people on the ground, if you like. And my biggest fear is that there are organisations seeking to gag these people on the ground instead of actually there being a right to people talking about their experiences. I think the most worrying thing for me is the gagging clauses in the contracts of people who work at the NHS, for example. So that's how I think news gathering has developed for journalists in terms of sources and in terms of information. But I think there's one other key element, and that is that the medium of storytelling has become a decision in itself. Up until recently, journalists, the decision of what medium they would use to tell a story was already made for them. They were a broadcast journalist or they were a print journalist. Now, as part of that news gathering process, they're having to think, is this a video story? Is this an audio story? Do I need text? Do I need documents? Do I need a map? Am I going to do a slideshow? Am I going to need images? Am I going to need to create a database or a spreadsheet? You know, there are all kinds of decisions here at play that you didn't have to make before.